Well, we've had some improvement, and yet we still have a significant disparity, particularly in graduation rates as well, in the achievement gap between white and non-white students here in Stanford, and the gap between income groups. So we've got a lot of work to do. And one of the things that we're focused on here in Stanford is closing that achievement gap by focusing on early childhood education, making sure that four-year-olds in Stanford, and hopefully soon all three-year-olds, will have access to Head Start, to pre-kindergarten.
How do you plan to hold the line, or at least limit future increases in the city's tax rate?
Well, we certainly have to look very hard at how we spend money and find efficiencies. One area, for example, that I think we need to do better on is with our fuel and electricity costs. We spend several million dollars on electricity and fuel and oil. There are municipal aggregation programs around the country where you bundle together potentially commercial and residential electricity customers with the municipality and bargain for lower electricity rates. That's one area. We need to do a comprehensive review of city staffing. We need to make sure that we look at every position and ensure that we have the right people in the right jobs at the right salary.
How would you go about bringing more jobs into Stanford?
Certainly, big companies continue to be part of our strategy, but I think in recent years we relied too much on that, in part because there really hasn't been independent focus on the part of the city on economic development. Much of the big economic development that's happening in Stanford is happening at the state level. It's being initiated by the Department of Economic and Community Development, by state legislators working with the governor. We have to have a strategy for ourselves here at home, and my focus is going to be on startups and small businesses. You know, Stanford and Lower Fairfield County is really a hub for investment management. We have one of the largest concentrations of investment capital managed right here in Stanford and in Lower Fairfield County. And yet that money literally comes in to our area, is managed by investment managers at private equity funds and venture capital funds and major banks and hedge funds, and then that money goes back out to Silicon Valley or Austin, Texas or Boston. I think if we actively recruit and reach out to small businesses and startups and entrepreneurs, particularly in financial technology, in digital media, and invite them, encourage them to relocate to Stanford so they can take advantage of the investment capital that's here in this area.
Your opponent, David Martin, has experience in local government. You have experience in state government. What would you say makes you a better choice for mayor?
The key difference on experience is that I've produced results for the people of this city. I fought hard to combat the spread of illegal firearms that has a direct impact on making our city safer. I've been a big part of increasing education cost-sharing grants to Stanford by 36%. I just wrote a piece of legislation to help thousands of people in this state and in Stanford avoid foreclosure and to stay in their homes. So the key difference is I've been around for four terms. I've got great experience fighting for Stanford, and I've produced results.